1923, the Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded for the development of an elementary charge of electricity and photoelectric phenomena. Time magazine debuted on March 3rd, and Warren Harding was president of the United States, and a first-class stamp cost 2 cents. And on Wednesday of that week, March 7th, Arthur J. Elias was born in Saskatchewan, Canada. His family moved to a farm in British Columbia, where Art eventually graduated from Herbert Fraser High School. I say eventually because Art postponed his education by attending school 1 year and working the next. With the untimely death of his father and the oldest of his family of 9 children, Art often left home in search of work to help support the family. One such job was in a box factory making wooden crates, and due to the damp environment, he developed rheumatoid arthritis and was bedridden for a whole year. The Elias farm was near that of the Lowen family farm. However, Art did not meet Nettie until later, even though she was Art's sister Linda's best friend. They were at the same wedding, and because Nettie's date became intoxicated, Art ended up seeing Nettie home that day and taking care of her, and Nettie added, and every day after that. They were married in 1949. 7 years later, Art completed his degree in electrical engineering at the University of Toronto, and he and Nettie moved to New York and lived first in Buffalo and then in Rochester. There, Brian was born, and Art and Nettie became naturalized citizens of the United States. They were already naturalized citizens of Canada. The Eliases moved to Southern California, where Art's employment coincided with the emergence of the computer industry. He worked for Computer Machine Corporation and later for Scientific Data Systems. And with them, Art was involved in the installation of NASA's computers at Cape Canaveral. Brad was born in Santa Monica, and Janice was born after the Eliases settled in the San Fernando Valley. Both Art and Nettie became leaders at First Presbyterian Church of Canoga Park, where each served as elders, deacons, and leaders of the Mariners Fellowship Group, and also the building committee. After retirement, Art and Nettie relocated to Santa Rosa nearly 20 years ago, and they became active in this church. Art loved his family, and as Janice stated it, he thought we were the greatest. He took delight in the fact that his family has been involved in church. If I were to ask anyone to describe Art Elias, if they didn't know him very well, just upon glancing at him and observing him in a short while, they would say, more than likely, that he was a gentleman. If they knew more about his character, I think they would have described him as a noble man. Paul tells Timothy and the congregation where he serves in Asia Minor, whoever aspires to the office of elder desires a noble task. When Art Elias undertook something of significance, particularly in the realm of leadership, it could have been seen as a noble task. Such was the manner in which he gave himself to work and to service, but most especially to honoring his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The task was great because the one who undertook it was reliable, was diligent, was caring. Paul later describes to Timothy, an elder must be above reproach, temperate, sensible, respectable, hospitable, an apt teacher, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, and not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well, Moreover, he must be well thought of. Does that describe Art Elias or what? It's as if they looked at him and said, well, let's use that as the traits for an elder. I want to direct the next part of what I want to say to his grandchildren, especially those of you here today, to Matt, to Ben, to Ashley, to Nick, and to Luke. You see, most of the rest of us here have observed who your grandfather was, and your parents certainly reflect a lot of who he was. But I want to encourage you to do the same. Each of you will have your own way of remembering Art Elias. You might think of him as quiet, as devoted, and as organized, as logical. You may remember him as a pioneer in computer engineering. Or you might remember him as a storyteller or the keeper of corny jokes. Or when your family gathered as a sensitive, passionate, faithful, and intensely loyal father and husband. Art Elias was a good man. Better said, he was a godly man. And one of the main themes of Christian faith is following after Jesus, who gave himself in ministry and service to others. I want to remind you that that's what motivated him more than anything else. The Apostle John wrote, "If anyone obeys God's word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in Christ. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did." I think in your grandfather, the love of Jesus was made evident, was made perfect, complete. I once attended a memorial service once where a man was trying to describe how godly this man was, and he said, "Well, take your hand out like this and imagine that this is the life of Jesus. And then place over on top of it your own. And more than likely, it's going to be somewhat skewed. That when people look at you, more than likely, they're going to see you. And hopefully, at times, you hope they see Jesus." But in your grandfather's life, I think his hand more looked like that. So that every time they looked at Art, they looked at Jesus. He was a man who knew God's word and lived it, and the result was God's love was clearly evident in his life. He was a God-honoring man. And did you ever doubt his adoration and his devotion to Nettie? There was a man who not only looked after his beloved, but was attentive to her in every way. His character reflected what it means to be identified with Christ. It's often said euphemistically in reference to the end of one's life that it's time to meet one's maker. But I think Dietrich Bonhoeffer said it very well. God is no stopgap. He must be recognized at the center of life, not when we are at the end of our resources. In other words, we're part of a history into which God has entered with us in Jesus Christ. He's come alongside us to set us free from sin and to be able to live anew, being made alive to God in all that is good. So that we no longer live for ourselves, but for him who died and was raised. God is a God of life and resurrection, and that is the gift he wants to give to everyone. And that is the gift we saw in Art Elias. I believe he truly did not understand Christian faith as a belief system, but rather as a way of life to be lived and reflected in the same way that Jesus lived. Revelation 14:13 says, "Blessed are those who die in the Lord," says the Spirit, "for they will rest from their labor, and their good work shall follow them." I can just imagine the good works that will continue to follow Art Elias and each and every one of you, and especially those of you who name him as grandfather. God bless you.